All right, welcome back to the pregame show. Eric Bergstrom and Kit Donaldson here at Clintonville High School as the Marines get set to take on the Truckers. And it's time now for the coaches show with head coach Nate Anderson. All right, so let's get in it. How is your team's workout during the summer? How's everything going with the team so far?
Good. We had really good numbers. We had great senior leadership. And we're averaging mid to high 40s every day, Monday through Thursday for 8 weeks. We also had a new strength conditioning program this summer that we put together over the off season, and I think it really went really well. You know, we're trying to train our guys to be fast twitch, not big and bulky, and you kind of see it in our guys. We're long, lean, and explosive.
All right, well, explosive. I heard you're going to be running a new offense that should be more explosive. Hey.
Yeah, you know, I feel we got athletes and we got talent that we haven't had in the past, and we got a lot of guys that can run. We got a lot of track star guys. We got a lot of guys that run hard and can do some things. So, you know, we're kind of transitioning to opening things up a little bit, spreading teams out, and trying to scheme a little bit more and be more efficient in our passing game and get guys in an open space in one-on-one situations so we can use our athletic ability to make things happen.
Now, I think I talked to Cooper yesterday. Now, you guys had scrimmages, right? Like a four-team scrimmage last week. Is that right?
We did. Last Thursday, we had a four-team scrimmage with Green Bay Southwest, Peshtigo, and Denmark.
So how'd that go?
Went pretty well. You could definitely see, you know, with the athletes we have and some of the talent, we were able to do some things. And, you know, we threw the ball well. I think we were, you know, I think we threw five times and we were 4 for 5, made some nice passes and had some nice runs, got our athletes to make some nice plays. So we're pretty happy about that. We still got a ways to go with our fundamentals, technique, and stuff. But I thought the effort was really good, and I thought we played well. Scrimmages are always tough. You know, we don't know what they're going to be running on offense and defense. We also stay very vanilla. Because we're trying to evaluate our players, so we're not trying to scheme and win a scrimmage. We're trying to find the guys, the best 11 on both sides of the ball, to get them on the field.
All right. Well, as far as the coaching staff goes, I know Andy Walters is back. Any new additions, and just who's on your staff this year?
Yeah, we're pretty excited. We have three new coaches, and they're all former Marine football players that bleed purple. The first one's Andrew Walters, former head coach, good friend of mine, D coordinator, offensive coordinator. Him coming aboard, he's already made an impact on us and able to really help us get to where we want to be. Also, Brian Paulzine and Jason Cannings, two offensive line guys that played for former Marines, tough coaches, played the game tough and hard and played it the right way. So we're pretty excited to have them to get our O-line a little nastiness to them. And so we're pretty excited about having all three, all four Marines that know what it's like to be a Marine football player. And they all played when Marinette was dominant. And it's good to have those guys aboard. We're pretty excited about it. And they're making an impact on the team already. You can see it.
All right. That is great to hear. Now, as far as players, are there any new faces set to play big roles this year that maybe we didn't see last year?
Yeah, I think some of the names you're going to hear that you probably didn't hear last year is Mason Hofer. You know, he's our speedster, our track star. Would have had a big year last year. Unfortunately, he had a season and an injury in the second week. He's looking really good. So you're going to hear his name a lot. A new young guy, Andrew Cutslow. He's a sophomore. He's going to help on offense and defensive line with Tegan Humphrey, our 200-classman. Be playing a lot on both sides because games are won in the trenches. Also, you know, our O-line's led by two seniors that really transformed their body and turned into men this year, Riker May and Michael Hofer. Those four guys are really going to anchor our line. You know, and we're a very senior, heavy team, which is good. You win with seniors. They've been leading and doing things right up to this point, really trying to change the culture. You know, some of those guys are Cooper Smith, Max Jacobson. You're going to hear a lot about Luke Adams. And then we got our guys that came back from last year that were big impact players, Chase McGregor and Braxton Paulzine. We have the talent. We just need the team to get the confidence and believe they can win. And hopefully we can get in playoffs, and that's always our goal, to be 500 or better. We have the talent. We just got to get them to come together and believe in themselves.
All right. Well, it starts this Friday at Clintonville. And how are you feeling heading into that game? And what are you expecting? I know it's game one, so you don't know maybe a lot about them as far as this year goes. But what are you expecting from the Truckers this Friday?
Yeah, they're very similar. They're running the same offense and defense they have the past 2 years. So we got some film on them from last year and in the scrimmage. But like we know, you know, there's going to be things that we haven't seen. We just got to prepare the best we can, keep everything in front of us. You know, we're also looking at it. We got to get better at what we do. So we're really focusing on and get better at our base and technique stuff. Not going to get too fancy. But we're pretty excited about it. But we're taking it day by day to get better, and we're going to go into Clintonville, and I think we're going to have a nice performance, and kids are going to play hard, and we're going to do some good things. So we're pretty excited to hit someone besides ourselves and get the season off here on the right way, and hopefully get a win.
All right. Well, I'm looking forward to it on Friday. I appreciate you, and hopefully we'll talk to you after Marines W on Friday, okay? Appreciate it.
Awesome. Thank you, Eric. Take care.
Bye-bye.